This is Marketplace. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. This next story is about taking a pet to the vet, except the reporter we're talking to doesn't have any pets himself. He was home for the holidays, and his family dog had an appointment, and it turned out that the vet office was being sold. No longer a family practice, it would be owned by a big corporation. So Bloomberg's Jason Klenfield started looking into this, and he found a pretty amazing trend. Hi, Jason.
Hi.
You know, I have this model in my head where, say, my dog or cat gets sick and I take him to the vet. And in my mind, the vet is like, you know, a little neighborhood veterinary clinic. Boy, your story changed my mind.
20% of the hospitals nowadays are owned by big corporations, and those corporations own the biggest hospitals. So there are really no good numbers on it. But, you know, the chances are maybe one third of the time you're taking your pet to a hospital that's owned by a big business.
One of the things in here that blew my mind is that the biggest chain of hospitals that we're talking about is owned by Mars, the candy people. So clearly someone is looking at this and saying, boy, this is a good investment.
Well, you know, that is a mind blower. That's one of the things that drew me into wanting to report on this story. We all know them for the candies that we love, but they own a ton of pet food brands. They're one of the world's biggest makers of dog and cat food. So, you know, it fits into the portfolio of what they do. You know, even clients of the Banfield Pet Hospitals are surprised to find out that the owner is, in fact, the Mars Candy Company.
What has this sort of franchise model or corporate model of veterinary care meant for care itself, for people's pets?
You know, my story is based on interviews with veterinarians and nurses at the two largest pet care chains. And, you know, and what these people say is that, you know, there is a great tendency towards, you know, kind of maximalist, defensive medicine. What that means is more testing and higher bills. And what these corporate pet care chains, the largest of them at least, profess to offer, you know, is quality control, you know, more standardization, more control over outcomes because they are doing more tests. They are reducing risk, they say. You know, the price of pet care has actually risen faster than the price of human health care over the last 15 years. It is a surprise. You know, corporate pet care is probably more expensive than your traditional mom and pop vet.
One thing that struck me in your story was how much like the human health care system, the veterinary system is becoming. You know, we operate in a fee-for-service medical model where people get paid more by doing more stuff. And it's very hard to persuade a patient or a pet owner not to do that final test. Do you have a sense from your reporting about where all of this is headed?
Many of the doctors I've spoken with, you know, are just worried that the choice of visiting, you know, your small private practitioner is going to go away. And they worry that, you know, in the next generation, perhaps two, the small private practice is going to go, you know, the way of the old pharmacy. You know, at the moment we have, there is a lot of choice. But I think the concern among veterinarians is one, they won't have any other place to work in the future. Mm. You know, and two, that pet owners won't have any other place to go to have their animals taken care of.
Jason Klenfield from Bloomberg News, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot for having me.